This next gentleman, also part of our Magic League World's Best, Nate Bechtel. Where's Nate? Nate Bechtel! There's Nate! Yeah!
And Alex, I want you to rest assured, a lot of people have come on the stage because of marijuana. So I'm actually going to be doing something a little different than what I normally do. I'm normally up here because of certain things and typically meander through some weird comedic bit I wrote just then. But I had a very weird Christmas. A lot of just personal family shit decided to go 1, 2, 3 and just happen all at once. So I've been in a very introspective mood lately. And it has made me actually think about character generation, because whenever I would make a character in any sort of RPG game, I would always sort of try and make them build to last. And I would always do this by dumping all of the points possible into Constitution and Wisdom, no matter what character I played. All my sorcerers, I don't give a fuck. Nobody is going to knock me down, and nobody is taking my mind from me. I thought that was the best way to make a character. Because that's something I always thought in real life. That's what heroes and people of character had. I mean, you look at any sort of hero that we really hold dear as a culture. We look at figures like Gandhi, like Martin Luther King, people who took a blow and kept going no matter what, that always went through. I thought that would be fantastic. I mean, that's what you want to see. We love seeing the underdog. We love seeing the people that persist and go toe-to-toe. We love the rebellion versus the empire. We love the Trojans versus the empire. We just hate empires a lot. And it's great to see that that hasn't stopped in the modern day. A lot of good things happened in 2015. A lot of terrible things were brought to light, and a lot of people showed that they cared. Except for those guys in Oregon. Fuck them. Vanilla ISIS is the best joke of the year. Let's address that. And I've become fascinated with them. Because at the same time, they're people who obviously dumped all of their points into Constitution and Wisdom. They're not going anywhere. And they're made up of a weird combination of sovereign citizens, which is a group of people who think they can use marine time laws to get out of parking tickets. So winners right there, am I right? Then the Bundys, who their racism needs no introduction at this point. But then the part that really struck me is veterans. A huge amount of veterans are joining these militia groups. They even saw that between 2009 to 2011, the amount of militia groups went from 600 to around 1,300. Thankfully, it's dropped back down to around 1,100. But there are so many people in this that at the same time, I've been trying to look through another lens. Because they're people who see themselves as that small underdog. They're people who were sent to a war we love to joke about being a lie and calling out for that. Those were the people sent to die there. And they come back to a VA that has a backlog of 25 years. The VA was actually just very proud to announce they had sorted through some of the backlog because they realized 300,000 people were already dead. And it's made me think a lot, because you cannot deny the utter racism, the privilege that is apparent in a large group of mainly white men with guns going to take a building. But it's made me think a lot because a large amount of people have decided to characterize Trump as Adolf Hitler. I think that's close. That's near the point. What we should be looking at is, rather than a guy who was brought into a process without any sort of votes, Hitler was brought in by an executive action, his approval ratings never got above 45. Trump is a dude who has to make a vote when he's making 33% in one political party. What we should be looking at is his base and their similarities to the Germans of after World War I. The xenophobia, the anger, the feeling that they lost something. And I can't help but feel the lesson of Germany was we let them be themselves. We let them fester in their own community and splinter off and just build up their own hate. And one of my favorite authors is Terry Pratchett, who held social justice very close to his heart. And one of his main points throughout all of his work was seeing your monsters as people. And so I'm trying to start off my new year trying to give a monster a hug. It's ugly and it's smelly, but it might make him put down the club. And as someone who believes in the morality of social justice, I really just want to see everybody go out and give a monster a hug. If they slime you afterwards, good, fine, fuck them, they had their chance. But shit, what's the worst that could happen? We're already angry enough. But that's my time right now. Thank you for listening for me through that. And give a hand to everybody else who's already been up here. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, I'm a monster.
Thank you. Nate, you're making me want to play some Springsteen, brother. This is born in the USA, but I always want to play Springsteen, so that's okay.